Although some world leaders are planning to boycott the Olympic Games in Beijing this August because of China's mistreatment of Tibet, President Bush plans to be there. He says that boycotting the Games would be a political act. And he says the Olympics are not about politics, but about sport. Really? Then why are contests between individual Olympic athletes treated as contests between the athletes' nations? Why are we concerned primarily with whether medal winners from our country outnumber medal winners from other countries? Isn't that politics? It's certainly political, too, the way China is using its role as host of the Games to try to boost its standing in the world, as previous host countries have done. But you might also recall that Bush boasted in a re-election campaign ad in 2004 that his policies had resulted in the presence of two more free nations, Iraq and Afghanistan, in the Olympic Games that year, and two fewer terrorist regimes. Can't get much more political than that. Of course the Olympic Games are political. They always have been. Think, for instance, of how Adolf Hitler famously tried to use the 1936 Games in Berlin to glorify the Nazi state. The Chinese government is now attempting to likewise demonstrate that China has reached a high place among the world's nations, and doing so, as did Hitler's Germany, with the help of the International Olympic Committee, which awarded the 2008 Games to China. Well, that has forced the United States and every other nation to make some decidedly political decisions, whether to boycott the Games in protest of China's abysmal treatment of Tibet and other violations of human rights, or perhaps to send athletes, but to meanwhile complain about Chinese politics, or even demand political reform in China. This puts the athletes in a political pickle, so to speak. As the New Republic recently noted, they will be, in effect, political actors. If they speak up next year in Beijing to protest Chinese policies and actions, they will be making a political statement. But if they stay quiet, they will be also making a political statement by participating in an event that helps legitimize a brutal government. President Bush faces the same choice. He can't escape by claiming that the Olympics is strictly a sporting event. With The Perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.